We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
That's like an Irish person's like biggest fear, isn't it? Like, offering someone up a seat on the bus and then being offended by it, and it's just like mayhem.
What I just do now is I just stand up. Like, if I see like someone who I think needs the seat, I stand up and then I look at other people around me to go, I'm standing up to give them my seat, but I don't say anything.
Yeah, that's probably a good
thing. And then I just wait for them to sit down.
That's a nice idea. That's nice to do.
No, a few times I just stood up and then someone else just sat down and it wasn't the person I intended it to be.
And then you've just like stood in spite for the rest of the journey.
Yeah, me.
You're just giving them evils.
I know.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo! It never gets old, does it?
I love the woo still.
I still love the woo.
There's so much happening, girls.
Girls, it's been a week of headlines, I feel. And not just the fact that we made our big return. Like, there's been other bits happening in the
world. I think the reason we didn't make the press is because there's been so much news.
I think that's the reason.
There's just been loads of random shit happening, like, where's my Queen's Guard one? I love it.
Are we straight in there with the news headlines?
I need to give you the Queen's Guard one. It's so funny. Last I saw this news story the other day. Well, news. Now it's on Vice UK, so, like, news is loose. But the Queen's Guards jailed after partying and testing positive for cocaine.
Can't cope with that.
Skitting. Always the quiet ones at the gate. It's always the quiet ones, girlies.
For some reason, I don't even see those people as being real. Do you know what I mean?
I see them as statues.
Toy soldiers.
Britney Spears. But like, it's grand them going to
That's a bop, actually.
Oh, such a bop.
Will we just do the episode on the Queen's Guards? And play Toy Soldiers.
And their partying habits. I'd love to get one on, but none of them speak.
Surely they couldn't be that much of a laugh if they're the Queen's Guards and they're silent all day doing nothing.
Would they be just on the coke at night then?
Maybe, yeah. Very, the duality of it.
Very yin-yang.
There's a paradox there, isn't there?
Well, I just thought that was so funny.
That's chaos, isn't it? The one for me was the gender reveal that resulted in the big wildfire in America. Can you stop with the gender reveals? Stop it!
It's just another reason not to do a gender reveal because you could kill loads of people.
But also, it's the second gender reveal...
It's not.
...that's resulted in a wildfire in the States.
It's not.
It's the second.
Fucking hell.
But like,
gender's maybe, a construct.
Gender's a construct, first of all. There's that. And like, secondly, I don't really give a shit. Don't have me round to your house for you to pop a fucking balloon for some blue confetti to fly out.
We're going to do a gender reveal when we're having a kid. Me and you, like, I'm talking me and you. I mean, when I'm having a kid, I'm going to do a gender reveal and pop a balloon, gather everyone, pop a balloon, and it's just going to go, gender's a construct. The reveal, girlies, is gender's a construct.
You've all been gooped. Thanks for the presents. But, like, do you get presents for a gender reveal?
Hardly.
Sorry, but...
loads of yellow bits.
If you have a gender reveal party... like, I'm mad for a party. Don't invite me. I don't want a message. I don't want an invite because it's so silly. It's 2020. Stop having parties to reveal the gender of the child. Wait till it comes out.
No, I'm mad for a party, so you can still invite me. Like, I don't agree what you're doing, but I'll still attend for the bubbles.
It just...
I love the Prosecco at the gender reveals.
I saw one, though. Who was it? How did I see it? It was on Facebook, so that just screams chaos. But they couldn't... pop the balloon. So then, like, the older sibling of the child that wasn't born yet grabbed a big, huge, like, knife from the kitchen to stab the balloon.
What?
And no, it was funny. So, like, maybe keep doing those ones if there's, like...
content.
Like, content. But, like, just... we've had enough of the gender reveals.
But what were they doing that caused the fire? Like, did they, like, do fireworks or something? Like, what? Like, usually gender reveals are, like, they cut a cake. Like...
but that's the thing, people are trying to outdo each other nowadays with the gender reveals. It's ridiculous.
Okay, yeah.
PSA, stop it with the gender reveals.
But if you do, you can invite me, it's grand.
But don't have it. Stop saying that, because we don't want it to happen.
Yeah, but like, if there's a party happening, I don't want to miss out.
But is it even a party?
If there's bubbles. By bubbles, I mean champagne, obviously.
I know. I mean blowing bubbles.
Sometimes they do. That could be part of the reveal.
Okay, anyway, what else headline wise?
What else went on?
There was that story I was telling you about the old man, was it in some pub in Ireland?
Oh yeah, what was that about again?
So basically, everyone's probably aware of it.
I wasn't.
Well, you weren't, so actually maybe some people aren't. But there was basically an old man inside in a pub having a pint by himself, and someone had taken a photo of him because he had an alarm clock up on the table, and people were like, oh, the results of the pandemic, poor man has to go in and time himself having his pints. He's afraid to go over the 90 minutes. And then all of like Twitter and like everywhere else was like going off being like, oh my God, everyone was like, this is the saddest thing ever. People were leaving like sobbing emojis. People were like being like, oh my God, the poor man. People were outraged by everything, by the government and stuff or whatever. The old man then was interviewed because obviously he became a bit famous and he was like, oh no, I took the timer because I wanted to make it back for the news. And also it's like, stop saying people are lonely. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. He's not a lonely old man. Like, he might have been, but I don't think he was. Like, he seemed to be grand. But like, he was just inside enjoying a pint.
But there's loads of more tragic things happening in that story.
What do you mean?
Like, number one, why isn't anyone talking about the fact that he had to carry around an alarm clock? Like, the true crime is that he doesn't have a watch. People are like, oh my God, he can't enjoy his pint. I'm like, someone get him a watch so he doesn't have to carry around an alarm clock.
Can we start a GoFundMe to get the man a watch?
Literally, like, and as well, the news is probably playing in the pub. If it's anyway a good pub, just turn on
just
the news.
Ask him to turn on the news. That's true as well.
Plot holes. Forget the news. What's happening with us?
Anything happening with us?
Girls, thanks so much for everyone who signed up to the Patreon.
Oh my God, thank you.
Wow. Patreon, wow. Daniel, wow.
Oh, honestly, guys, we were very overwhelmed, like, when we started. In fact, we were kind of like, we put out the episode, and then the next day we had people, like, signing up, and we were like, oh God.
Oh,
we
shit.
We need to sort out the Patreon. So,
yeah.
Tis all up and running, and it's looking kind of cute.
And we're weak for everyone who's signing up. It's just so lovely. And we can't wait to post our first Don't Tell Man podcast at the end of the month. So it'll be out the last week of this month.
Yeah, so thanks so much for your support thus far. And
I'm excited to dye my hair next week.
Yeah, we're doing a section on it called Dying to Know. So basically,
we love a play on words, girly.
In case you haven't noticed. And PJ is going to be dyeing his hair. Well, I'm going to be dyeing it for you.
Yeah.
Which I've never done before. Mm. But see, I prefer to, because the thing is, Peter does this thing every time when he dyes his hair, right? It's great for the girlies. And then looking at his Instagram and saying, oh my God, isn't PJ's pink hair looks stunning, right? But PJ, in the process, always destroys my good towels. Literally, right? I just bought some stunning new bath towels because we kind of, we got new shower curtains. We went.
Okay. Just skip the detail. You always do this. You need to get better at telling the story. I'm sorry.
Basically, PJ, literally, this next day, PJ dyed his hair after I bought the towels, and I said, will you just mind the towels? Because I had a towel before that he destroyed in bleach. And he was like, oh, I thought that was an old one, which is the rudest thing you've said ever. And literally, I came home, and the mat, which was green, was like pink.
I don't have a leg to stand on, girls. That was my bad.
That was your bad. But like, if we're doing the video, right, and if I'm helping, I'll be able to like oversee the operation and make sure
you're
not getting on the terrace. I just think you're a bit careless. I think if we were to get an outside tap, then it would make way more sense for you when you're dyeing the hair.
Be out in the cold.
Yeah.
I think it's a skit that I'm dyeing my hair for the internet.
Oh, we haven't explained what it is. Yeah, so basically dying to know, and people are going to submit questions in the Patreon and then we're going to answer questions.
Questions that you're dying to know and we're going to answer them while I'm dyeing my hair.
Get it?
You need to land the creative idea, babe.
I think they got it. You're mansplaining.
Oh, yeah.
You mansplain a lot, don't you?
I don't.
You don't. Anything else happening to us? What else is going on?
Oh my God, tell them about your Grindr message.
I wasn't going to tell them on this though.
Okay.
Okay. What I can do.
Okay.
I wasn't going to tell it, but I will. Don't make me sing.
Don't make me sing. Don't twist my arm.
But anyway, this guy was chatting to last night. He was like, oh, any more pics, right? And then I sent him on like 3 pictures, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, you? And he sent me on one. And then he goes, do you have any more? And I was like, wait, what the heck? Like, you have to a portfolio or what? And I was like, nah, fuck this now. I was a bit chaotic. And you know the picture of Jess Glynn when she couldn't get into Sexy Fish, the restaurant, because she was in like a hoodie and trousers. And she took a picture of herself. I sent him that. And and he goes, hot? And I was just screaming.
But it's so funny that he couldn't tell the difference between you and Jess Glynn. Imagine him showing his friend going, what do you think of this fella? And someone going, babe, that's Jess Glynn.
Who couldn't get into Sexy Fish.
Okay, onto the theme.
Okay, onto the theme, because we've been chatting about everything.
The theme for this week is transition year.
Alexa, play Thank You by Dido.
T-Y, did you get it?
T-Y, thank you.
Thank you, transition year.
Turn her up. Alexa, volume 8. That's probably too loud, actually.
I never knew there was bongos at the sound.
Is it? Is it?
Is this a remix?
This is Dido.
It is.
Is it?
I didn't know there was...
What? That's surely the most random intro ever.
Dido's random. I never knew there was bongos.
But this part of the intro gets me.
Yeah.
This is so like
Sunday morning, symphonic. Windows open.
Yeah.
Symphonic.
I don't know what that means.
Ready? I'd be raging if my tea went cold.
Her tea's gone cold because she left it too long.
I know.
Or else
I can't see it all. It's got flowy garments energy, isn't it?
The music video for this is very chaotic.
I just love her house in the music video though.
She's just standing there doing nothing.
Should we cut to the chorus?
Yeah, I thought it was the chorus now. Is there another verse?
Yeah, but let's cut to the chorus. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I can't go that way.
Thank you for giving me the best day of my life.
Was that in tune?
That was kind of good, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Okay, we cut it.
It's actually a really stunning song.
I know, but like we're not going to play it for the whole episode. Cut it.
Cut her. Alexa, stop. I'm still screaming at the intro, are you?
That was a hoot, wasn't it?
I literally thought, I was like, is he ticked? This obviously isn't it.
If you listen to the lyrics, it just sounds like she woke up with it and she's hungover. She's like, woke up, my tea's gone cold, drank loads last night.
Does she say that?
Yeah,
my tea... drank too much last night, yeah.
Yeah, and she woke up, made a cup of tea, fell back to sleep, and now it's cold and she's raging. That's what the song's about.
Oh my God, I do think the verse is stunning, and I do actually... What's Dido's other one with the...
Is it White Flag?
Oh, White Flag. I love There will be no white flag above.
Oh yeah.
That's not with
it's not
Eminem.
It's not with Eminem.
No, Eminem's one is Stan.
How random was Eminem and Dido collab?
But were they dating?
No, were they?
But I thought with Stan is they're going on about the marriage.
Yeah, but she was playing a role, like.
Oh yeah, like
she's a multi-talented queen.
Yeah. Like what's that one about with Rihanna?
Stand There and Watch Me Burn.
Stand There and Watch Me Burn. She wasn't married to Eminem either.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah, it's just a duet.
But Dido was random. Do you think, like, Eminem was like, why do I have to do a song with Dido?
Actually, such a random pairing,
yeah,
right?
He's in the boot with all, like, Dr. Dre and them, and she comes in like, a sarong and fucking, like, bangles. And she's
very
like,
random.
Okay, let's sing.
Whatever happened to Dido? I feel like she was very private. She's one of those celebrities who, if I was to pass on the high street, I would know it was her. And also, if I did know it was her, I wouldn't react.
I have a sneaking suspicion that she's Sia's mum. Isn't she? Tell me I'm wrong.
Sia, it would make sense.
Tell me I'm wrong.
From a warning. But, like, was Dido her stage name, do you reckon?
I think so. Her real name, Sia's
mum. Let's check. Will we check? Dido, real name.
Real name, Dido.
Her real name is Sia Senior. Dido's real name. Oh, fuck, I typed in Dildos.
Oh, recent search.
Love, honey. Dido's real name. It's kind of a random name. Or is it rude of us to assume
she
that
sounds
it's
like
not?
A Pokemon.
You're gonna collapse.
What?
You're gonna
what?
Collapse. First of all, she's looking stunning.
Let me
she's
see.
Doing a frost grey. I'm hiding her
she's
real name.
She's doing a frost.
She is. She's
she
the toner
is
in.
Stunning. She's doing a silver shampoo.
I love the length of it, and I love it up. But sorry, excuse me. She's 48. For those of you who are wondering, born the same day as our Lord Savior Jesus Christ, 25th of December.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas.
Mary's poor child.
Florian. The name of Dido's real name, I'm going to collapse. Florian Cloud de Bonneville O'Malley Armstrong. Florian? What?
That's not her name.
Yeah.
Let me read it.
Scroll up.
Florian Cloud de Bonneville O'Malley Armstrong.
De Bonneville, I think.
De Bonneville.
De Bonneville.
If you're still having the Zoom quizzes, number one, you're crazy. And number two, that can be a question.
That's my fear about the restrictions coming into play again in England. I'm getting acid reflux thinking about the Zoom quizzes. And the thing is, at the time, I thought we were enjoying them. We weren't. We were pretending to enjoy the quizzes.
I think I never did. Oh, I did one.
We did that one, remember?
I was too drunk to know what I was going on.
You were locked in the quiz.
I had to get locked to enjoy it. But loved it, Aideen. I really loved it.
Anyway, guys, the theme for this week is transition year, right?
What a year.
What a year. So for those of you who are listening from outside of Ireland, or if you've never heard
define
you know what I mean?
This.
Because transition year is actually, like, it's an Irish, like, thing.
Obviously.
No, but I'm saying it's not really, you don't really have the equivalent in other countries.
Okay, do you not?
But there's not one here.
Okay.
You can do a gap year after school, but like...
Gap year.
Gap year. The gap year of all the bush
gap year.
I went travelling to like third world countries on my gap year.
On my gap year. I took pictures with all of the little babies from my Instagram on my gap year.
But it's not a gap year. So basically it comes after you do your like big first state exam. So
you're not addressing the board at all. Like basically there's when you do like your
Junior cert,
which is like your GCSEs in England.
Yeah. Before you start the senior cycle.
Yeah, you can do this year where you just have a scream.
Where basically it's a scream. Sometimes it's optional and you can skip it and go straight to
fifth. We could skip, could you?
We didn't have the option of skipping.
Oh really?
No.
It was way more regimented so because the schools that didn't have the option to skip, they actually used it to do stuff, whereas we just had a skit for the year.
We literally just had a skit as well.
Oh, really?
No, ours, oh my God. And that's another thing I want to hammer home to the people who've never heard of transition year. It's a scream, isn't it?
It's the gayest year
it's
of the year.
It's the gay year. It's the creative year, so it was made for the gays.
Like, everyone who did transition year are a bit gay. I don't make the rules.
I had my hands in all the pies. Is that the expression?
I think so.
But I was doing...
Is that the expression?
Is it? What is it? Fingers in the pies?
Fingers... Anyway, it's filthy either way. Food very, safety.
I was very sticky, girlies. But like, the thing is, I did everything. And that's because like, my school had everything on offer. And I was like, I don't know. I just had the biggest FOMO in transition year. I was like, I'm not missing out on anything.
Look, I wasn't even supposed to do my transition year. And I was going into fifth year, and then I went to France with my friend Jordan. I told you this before.
Yeah.
And I wanted to learn how to play the tin whistle, so I said I'll do transition year so I can teach myself how to play the tin whistle.
Did you tell that in the podcast?
I don't know. Girlies, you know that. I'd love if they could talk back to me sometimes.
But anyway, oh, take me back.
Oh, it was chef's kiss.
It was chef's kiss, mama. It was stunning.
It was stunning.
What was your highlight of your transition year experience? I know it's going to be difficult to pick one.
Well, like, we didn't do... I'd say, like, you did more because you were at a posh school, but, like...
No, ours were the community school. Stop painting an unrealistic picture of what the school was. We were Douglas Community School. It was free fees.
But it was, like, on the nice side of town. Anyway. no, but, like, my school, we did a play...
We did a play.
But we did it with the girls' school. So I went to, like, a Christian Brothers College, which means, like, it was all boys.
Yeah.
Week. but I kind of wasn't though, because like I wanted to chill with the girlies, and they were all on the in the girls' school.
I think the school with the girlies are like way better, right?
Yeah.
And like gayer, right? All the lads are just seem a bit more mature and a bit more sure of themselves.
Like I had a few girlies in my year that I could hang around, but by girlies I mean like
the lads.
Lads, like.
Yeah, yeah, we had the girly group as well. We had the sleepover club. But still I would have liked like for there to have been girlies so they could be like, I just feel like they'd have made the lads cop on more than we ever would. Do you know what I mean? Pure like...
The hijinks would have been at a minimum.
You know what I mean? Like, we still would have had our laughs, but they'd have put in the boys in their place, I feel. Yeah. I couldn't really do it. Like, what the boys would just be laughing at me if I said, like, stop what you're doing. Do you know what I mean?
But we did a four-chair play, obviously, because you always do a four-chair play. But what I loved about it, we flipped the rule book. We threw it out the window. We made our own. We did it based on this old film, I don't know what it's about, but also like we threw in some dirty dancing scenes and we called it Love is a Battlefield.
I love.
She's obsessed. Oh.
Sorry, that's very rude of me.
Who's that?
Group chat, bearing in mind 8:30 at night. Go away.
You're off the clock, babe.
I'm off the clock, girl.
Anyway, Love is a Battlefield.
I love it. I'm just obsessed with Love is a Battlefield. Did you come up with the name?
No, but I was the lead.
You were the lead.
Yeah, obviously.
I was the lead of mine as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
We did The Wizard of Oz.
Dorothy,
but I wasn't actually Dorothy. Really randomly. What? It was very random. So it was, again, Dorothy, but like, it was very random.
Oh, like you'd done a mishmash.
Kind of like a mishmash. It was like our own thing. Like, I was actually Cheryl Cole in it.
What?
Yeah, it was really weird.
Did you fight for this love?
No, but really hilariously, we did do Alexander Burke's Bad Boys at the end. Right, it was so funny because like what they used to do, because they didn't have like a dance teacher. It was my maths teacher, Rosie O'Callaghan. Shout out to you, girlie. but she was teaching all the dances. The funniest thing is, she gets all the dances off the Wii. Because you know, she's not a dancer herself. So she just used to copy the dances from, is it Just Dance?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? But, and for Bad Boys then, she like just copied the music video. But sure, like I was obsessed. Like, do you remember the Bad Boys music video?
It was full of gorgy lads.
Sexy lads, very
always
sweaty.
Catching her eye.
Always catching her eye. It was stunning. Sure, I'd known the choreography prior. Do you know what I mean? And here I am trying to learn it from the teacher or whatever. But the thing was, it sounds so awful now and I wish I just lived my gay life, but like, and it sounds ridiculous because I was wearing a dress. I was toning it down and I was pretending to do these side eyes to the people beside me so that I could keep up with the choreo. But oh my god.
You were dulling your shine. You put a lampshade on that performance.
Now, the performance was still iconic.
Yeah.
Also, they changed the lyrics in that song. So the principal's name was Jim. And they said in the song, it's the bad boys always catching Jim's eyes. It's a bit weird.
That is a bit weird.
It is a bit weird. Also, I sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow, but it was the remix version. You know, that one where the fella comes in on
the ukulele.
Now, the makeup as well was shocking. They literally, because like, so they had to put makeup on like however many lads from the show. It was like 50 of us. So literally, I remember just before the show, you literally used to run up and they had a big, huge, bearing in mind, one shade of makeup for every like child in the entire show, and it was like a really dark, like I don't know any shades but it was like a dark tan.
Yeah.
And they used to just lob it on everyone. But literally, they'd literally do a swipe on your forehead, a swipe on both cheeks, and go rub it in.
Like a christening. I was skitting though, because they cast me as the lead in the thing, and yeah, I can't sing a note.
I know.
Me singing. That's what I'm wondering. I had to sing George Michael, Never Gonna Dance Again, or whatever was that called? Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper, yeah.
I'm dead. And then at the end of it, I have to go, what have I done? And walk off stage. They're very haphazard though, them plays.
They're very haphazard. Like, I had done plays before.
I say you were a nightmare.
No, but I actually wasn't. I actually wasn't. But like, I went and I learned my lines and stuff. So it definitely was, I would say, a challenge working with a team of amateurs.
You, Paul, exit stage left.
No, Paul, it's your left. Not the audience's left, yours. But it was a bit, yeah. It was definitely...
I can just picture you being what? Like... being like, he doesn't even know his lines, Patrick.
And the other thing was, all the costumes were Smithies. So they were all reeking.
Okay.
And we were wearing them for the week.
I think we got ours in pennies.
That was the done thing, wasn't it?
I think that's a DVD of my show somewhere.
Oh, really? Well, I think there's probably a DVD of ours as well.
Any girlies listening, if you have The Love is a Battlefield, transition your play, Knott Monastery and St. Vincent Secondary School, could you send it on?
It's going to be worth a few bucks now, isn't it?
I say it, so.
Doing it. Set it off.
What else was gorgeous about transition year?
So we had said, I don't know why I feel like I'm explaining it for people. People know what it is.
Everyone knows what it is.
I was going to say, yeah. So like this, basically, it's like a year as well where you're meant to find yourself, isn't it?
Is that what it's positioned as?
But like, it's kind of the idea, like, you know, the way you do work experience, it's like, figure out what you like and stuff, and there's like zero academic pressure.
Yeah. I did get gayer in transition year.
Did you?
I started dancing in transition year.
Oh.
Yeah. And I started like doing my little crew in the park.
Oh, was that all TY?
Yeah.
Because you had the time to do it?
Because I had the time.
Because there was no academic pressure?
Mm-hmm.
What else did I do in transition year? Where did you do your work experience?
In my old primary school.
Oh, because did you want to be a primary teacher?
Yeah, and then I was like, I wanted to be a primary teacher and I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And then I did it and I smashed my work experience. Obviously, all the girlies were weak for me. We were having such a... All the kids were a laugh. I was like, I could do this.
Yeah.
But then I took to the stage... And I was like...
And you realised...
This is where I belong.
I did mine in a solicitor's office.
Objection!
For a week. Very El Woods. They were the vibes I was going for. It was... There was like one fella leading the whole thing. And then there was like three legal secretaries who I used to have the laugh with. Now, didn't know what I was doing. I had my own office. It's so funny because that's literally what they do. Yeah, they put me into this office and they were like, oh, we need you to draft these letters. And I was like... So they'd have something, whatever, kind of written out and I'd have to type it. Which is grand. So I used to think I was the baddest bitch going in. I'd get my coffee before I went in there and I'd sit inside and I'd just be typing away. Like, I could have been, like, you know, drafting new legislation for the courts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have known. Do you know what I mean? But that's the energy I used to go in there with.
Did you want to be a solicitor?
I thought at a time I liked the idea of doing law because I was into, like, justice being served. Do you know what I mean?
You in court. Actually, Your Honor, I have the receipts. And no, that shady bitch was not fucking where he was the other day.
But like, actually, did I see...
He's giving me very guilty energy, Your Honor. I'm sorry, but there's just something off here. Very guilty vibes. It's the evidence for me, Your Honor. I'm joking. I need to stop.
But no, I just felt like sometimes I was like... They're giving me a bit too much to do.
Oh, okay. It's a bit too hard.
Not the workload, but yeah. I was like, I shouldn't be like... I was
always in free labour.
As in, I was there like three, like, in my third day, I was like doing stuff and I was like, should I be working here? You know what I mean? And I was kind of like, there is a lot of typing.
Should I be taking this case?
Do you know what I mean? And then I remember one day I went into court.
What?
With, yeah, the lawyer. What's he called? The solicitor. And I remember...
What's the difference?
I think lawyer is just the American phrase, right?
Really? Is it the same thing?
I think it's solicitor is a lawyer,
that
right?
Ask.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
There'd be lawyer / solicitor.
Oh, okay.
I can't say. You know what? It's actually a great decision I made not to become a solicitor because I can't even say the fucking word because of my stupid lisp. The thing when I sat down to think about the law was I was hit with this idea. I was like, what if I had to be the defending lawyer for someone who I knew to be guilty.
Just do a shit job.
But could you even? Then I wouldn't have career fulfillment. And then I did my second week then in a hotel because I was like, I want to try and secure a job in the hotel for the summer.
Oh, clever.
But like, it was just, so basically I was doing portering for the first week, but like there was nothing to be done. There was like no work. So I was going around with this like grumpy porter, just like shadowing him. But there was this closet, sounds very weird, that we used to go into.
Sounds gay.
Sounds kind of gay.
Sounds fucking gay, dude.
Sounds pretty gay, dude. But no, there was just two chairs in there, but like he used to do like nothing.
Really?
Like he used to do nothing half the time. Honestly, the function to set up for.
Yeah.
So we used to, it was so weird. So like, obviously like I'm like transitioner student. Yeah. I'm like 16 or whatever age.
Yeah.
And I used to go into this like cupboard with your man and he used to just nap. I was like, and I used to sit and watch him nap. So then like, I was like this, after the second day, I was like, I can't do this. Do you know what I mean? Like, and the days were just dragged in because we were doing nothing.
And you were just napping. When'd you go for a nap?
But I couldn't because I just couldn't.
You can't not be good at your job.
There was that, and it was like, I wasn't comfortable napping in the closet with your man.
You were already living in the closet. You couldn't nap there as well.
I couldn't get a wink of sleep. Yeah. So then I asked the HR manager if I could like transfer to the restaurant to do the waiting. Because I was like, and she was like, why, what's wrong with the boarding? And I was like, there's not really much happening. Like, he's not really busy and there's nothing happening. So basically,
he hated you.
Oh my God.
He obviously got
a telling off, because if you'd have seen the looks he gave me through the rest of the week, anytime he passed me, I think maybe I probably got him a warning or something, because I definitely threw him under the bus. But anyway, in the restaurant then, I was in my element. I'm a people's person, what can I say?
That's so funny that you've done 2 days. You went to HR and I had to.
I needed the transfer. I couldn't. I just knew I wasn't being like, you know, pushed to the best of my ability. I couldn't do it.
Did you get the summer job?
That was the worst thing, no. And I was so good. They said they were full.
They said snitches get stitches.
But I even went up on the last day, like, because you have to do this, like, evaluation with the manager or whatever, and he was like, you're brilliant or whatever, and I was like, he was like, very good, you've learned everything very quick, and you're good, and then I was like, thanks so much, I was like, I'm actually going to be looking for a summer job, like, once I finish out the year, so I was like, it'd be great if you kept me in mind, and he was like, oh no, I don't think so, and I was like, what, and I was like, I've literally been grafting all week.
Yeah.
And get a penny then. Now, to be fair, the week before, the solicitor fella did write me a check at the end of the week.
Aww.
I thought I was a badass bitch going around my check.
Was the solicitor hot?
Yeah, very hot.
Oh.
He was hot, actually.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I think the girlies knew that I thought he was hot. Because they used to be like, oh my God. And they used to be saying it out loud and they'd be like, isn't so and so looking very handsome today? Doing his best. And then I'd just be like looking at them, like smiling.
You.
Me. Didn't notice.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
So you do the show, you do your work experience bits. What else happens? I'm trying to remember.
What did you do? Like, we did loads.
I went from ordinary French to higher level.
Yes.
Yeah. Miss Harrington always says she puts me down in her history books as the man who went from pass to higher.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really good, isn't it?
It's because I liked her. I was like, I want to impress you because you're like a sound teacher.
Your teachers make so much of a difference, really, don't they?
She was the only one who was like, are you going to do dancing? Like, me.
Oh.
Me. I don't know. You should? She was like, well, now you're good at French now as well. So you're going to push for the higher. Me. Yeah, Miss Harrington.
That's so good.
Love her. Shout out if you're listening, Miss Harrington girl. Oh. Merci beaucoup.
for a C, babe. That's lovely, isn't it? Mm. Sometimes I do think the teachers have so much, like, of a bearing on whether you'll like the subject as well.
Yeah.
You know, some subjects are just taught right.
Yeah.
Or, like, sometimes you'd be learning something, it wouldn't click with you with one teacher and then the other teacher. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I was allergic to my maths teacher and I used to just bunk and go to my sister's house for the lesson and take a nap.
I think you said that before.
All I used to do was that.
That's crazy to me.
Fuck that, like.
Oh, we never spoke about my word that I haven't stopped saying. But this isn't, like, a new word that I'm trying to incorporate. I've always said this. But PJ's just been telling me off for us.
But can we not say it? Because it actually makes me not want to be your friend. So Kevin keeps saying the word freakazoid. Like that. It's like, it's the cringiest word ever. We're watching The Fall at the moment, right?
Oh, lads, is anyone watching it? First of all, Gillian Anderson.
Obsessed. Love her. Slow burner now.
Definitely a slow burner.
But we're watching it.
And Jamie Dornan's in it, who is, like, sorry
a
now.
Freakazoid.
So...
That's Kevin Kirsch keeps going, he's a freakazoid. And he always says it like that, and I'm like, okay, and my skin just crawls off my body.
I sound like an 11-year-old American girl. I'm giving the Americans an awful time, haven't I?
But like, you always say it as well when we're out and someone's doing something weird. So if someone's like screaming in Stratford or something and walking to the shop, he's always like, oh, freakazoid. I'm like, where did you learn that word, on Disney Plus or what?
The thing is, I don't want to say it. But it's so, like, ingrained into my vocabulary. Like, I just see someone, I think, freakazoid.
Freakazoid? It's the weirdest thing.
Why don't I just say, oh my God.
What a freak.
He's such a freak, and I say freakazoid.
Freakazoid. It's like you're in the Goonies or something.
What a freakazoid. It's like, hey, Arnold.
Anyway, what are we on about?
What are we on about? Jamie Dornan, The Fall.
No. Transition year.
Transition year. Freakazoid.
Oh yeah. What else do you do in transition year?
What else?
Oh, I got smarter as we just taught.
That's
we
amazing.
Just
we did our mini company, which I remember because I was always enterprising as a young child.
Okay.
I was always having jumble sales. People would come from far and wide for my jumble sales.
I feel like my jumble sales were better than yours, but okay.
No, I was unreal at jumble sales.
They called me an entrepreneur in the Evening Echo.
No, me too. Not in the Evening Echo.
Me either. But I had cupcakes for 20p, but if you bought an item more than a pound, you could get a cupcake on the house.
Well...
And that's called incentivizing.
What I did was, because my dad was like a salesperson,
mm-hmm.
and my mum worked in a shop, sometimes they just like get bits, but they were like brand new, so they all had tags. So it was like a legit...
Oh,
business.
So your mum and dad robbed stuff from their jobs and you sold it on for them. Okay.
No. And I was obsessed with the idea of starting a mini company.
Mm.
I just think there's something so glam about it. And what we came up with was we put together basically an advertising leaflet for local businesses. And because there was like a class of like 20 of us or whatever, we would... then all distribute it in the local area to all the houses. So it was a great idea.
That's such a good idea.
Because like I think like a full page was something like 500 quid, half page was 250. And like literally we went out, but you're like, I was going up to people and being like, would you like to advertise in our thing? And I was polished.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You were rocking up in a suit.
I had a script going as well.
Unreal.
I was like, oh my God, loving the shop.
Yeah.
What do? I would start chatting them first as if I was just a customer. And they'd be like, what the heck is going on here? Anyway, the only thing was, it was very much me and a few of my guys. We were the ones doing all the work.
Yeah, and you were working with just like secondary school people.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the thing was, I remember then I was sitting down in Irish one day, right? And there was this kind of lad, he was a bit chaotic. One of the, he was a bit of a freakazoid. No, he wasn't a freakazoid, he was just a bit mean.
Okay,
but,
he was the bully.
One of the bullies, kind of. But he didn't bully me, this guy, actually. I don't think he was a bully.
Okay.
I didn't even know who he was. But anyway, I was sitting down in Irish and his bag was open and I saw, bearing in mind, we all got given, we'll say, like 100 flyers to distribute.
Yeah.
All the flyers. This was about 2 months now after the mini company ended.
Yeah.
All the flyers were still in this bag and I saw red. And I was literally like, in the middle of Irish, I was like, oh my God. And I whispered over, I was like, we'll say Colin. I was like, Colin. I was like, are they the leaflets for the mini company? he was like, yeah, they are. He's like, I know. And I was like,
I'm not giving them out at all, boy. They're pure boring.
But literally,
so normal, no.
But then I was like, you're going to have to give them to me to deliver.
You had one job, babe.
I literally, but I couldn't even stand up to them, really. I had to make out as if it was the funniest thing ever that they didn't deliver them. I was like, you're so funny.
I'll throw them up, yeah. Give them to me there, I'll throw them in the bin. I know that people do mini companies in transition year, right?
Yeah.
But I can't remember what we done. I think as well, it was very much, we just sold like chocolate bars in
the
yard.
See, that's the thing. See, every year people, they'll make personalised mugs that they'll just slap a bit of paint on. They're always shocking.
I know my sister put a bit of glitter on a bauble and sold them for Christmas. That's now, they were stunning.
Were they?
They were stunning.
But that's very much the type of thing people do typically. It's very kind of rough and ready, very jumble sale. But I was
very
like,
Etsy.
But I was like, no, we're going to tackle local businesses and we're going to try and boost the economy in the local area.
You binge in Dragon's Den in prep. But yeah, no, I don't really remember that. But what I do remember we did in transition year is we were in this like competition for like in young inventors. And this guy came in and gave us like workshops on like how to invent stuff.
I love that.
And then we had to go to like this like summit in like the city hall where like loads of different schools presented their work and like what their invention was. And like we were having a scream with him and like I was getting all ideas. He was weak for me. And like my invention, first of all, I wanted it to be like a Wallace and Gromit thing that you step into and it dresses you. I was like, that'd be unreal.
That's, I love that you're thinking big.
And then I was, no, because you don't make it, like, you just present your plans, right? Then I was like, no, I was like, what? He was like, usually you have to do an invention to solve a problem,
solve
right?
a problem, yeah.
And it was coming up to Christmas and I was like, everyone's allergic to putting up the Christmas lights outside their house. So we're going to make a projector that 3D projects the Christmas lights onto your house. So you don't have to...
Love that.
Him. That's unreal. Me, I know. Him. And then me, okay, cool. Him, you should patent that now. Me going about a patent for it and everything. Then we worked on it as a team in school, but like mostly me. And then, no shade to the man, but like it was mostly me. And then, but went to the thing, me getting all prepared, me pure nervous. Everyone going up presenting ways to cure hunger and like starvation. People being like, so we invented this car that actually converts wind energy into like solar power or whatever. So then it runs on its own and it actually like makes the world better. Someone, we invented this bear that like cures hunger in like third world countries. Me,
I bet you they all came from that school, Cláiste Cullum and Ballincollig.
One of them was Cláiste Cullum.
They were solving world hunger down in that school. How do they do it? They win the Young Scientist every year.
But I was mortified. Me looking over at my career guidance counselor who was there with us. Me like,
you wearing a Christmas jumper like to go to
literally. They're all literally presenting these like huge like things you'd bring to like, I don't know, the World Health Organization.
Yeah.
Me. So Joe, what's annoying? Coming up to Christmas and your favourite likes pure Tangled. Say no more, girlies. Projectors. We're going to use them on houses. I bet you never thought of that.
I love the idea of it though.
Please welcome PJ from the North Monastery Secondary School, the academic from the north side of Cork.
My God.
But then he was still afterwards being like, obviously we lost. I got an honourable mention for my charisma, but that was about it. I could present the gadget.
You could present.
Yeah, the gadget wasn't great, but I could present
it. You could present it. But the thing is, you say the gadget isn't great.
This girl had blueprints for a new type of windmill that would like help farm the crops and everything.
It's all theoretical. You said they weren't going to invent it. You could have said anything.
And I had a nice mock-up and everything of a projector.
I thought I was going to start my own business when I was in school. This is separate to the mini company. But I wanted to set up, basically, it's a thing for when the washing... For when it starts raining, to like cover your washing. So basically you grab it and you run the length of your garden and you stick it down the end. You know, because like, you'd always be like, oh my God, you just put the washing out, it starts to rain, it's Ireland. And I was going to call it O'Fluck.
Oh!
Because Fluck is the Irish word for wet. So now, I still feel like
don't be giving away your ideas,
actually,
babe.
I might edit this out.
Patent pending. I said patent earlier, but it's definitely patent, is it?
I think you can say either again.
Is it like potato,
know
potato?
No words. I read something recently, actually, that said you should never correct someone for saying a word wrong because it means they read it in a book.
But you always correct me.
No.
But I always correct you as well, so it's great.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm what?
You always pronounce words wrong.
Yeah, but that's out of choice sometimes. I'm aware of the difference.
No, you're not. What else did you do in transition year?
Oh my God, we said loads to me. One of my highlights, right? And I think it's one of the best things they ever started doing in schools, right? Log on Learn, girlies. If you're listening, you know what I'm talking about. Basically, there's this initiative called Log on Learn. I think it was introduced by Unpost. It mightn't have been. I just got Unpost in my head there for a second.
Yeah.
And basically, you would teach computer skills to like elderly people in the local area. So basically, once a week on a Wednesday, it was my highlight. Oh my God. We would meet up with the local group, the Young at Heart in Cork.
Young
in Douglas.
At Heart.
They're called the Young
I'm
at Heart.
Bawling.
They were all dotes as well. And they used to do like yoga and stuff in the library beforehand. But we basically used to get paired off then with an own person. I was always weak for mine.
Yeah.
I'd be telling them how to do the online shopping bits if they'd want to leave the house. You'd be telling them how to book a holiday. I was always like, I'll show you how to book a holiday. And I'd always be going on budget travel. We're budget travelists in the round. I remember being on a travel agent's website.
Doesn't matter.
Or you'd be telling them like just how to like bring up the newspaper and stuff. You know what I mean?
And things this like is that. A chat room. This is how you share your webcam.
But honestly, it was so, I used to love it. And as well, halfway through then, because it used to be 3 hours after the hour and a half, we'd have our tea break and we used to get the teacher's trolley, which we would never get to like experience.
Yeah.
And we never left near a hot liquid in school. And they come down with the big teapot or the Teflon filter
your
or whatever.
Tea.
I was weak. Some of the old people would bake cakes or whatever. And it was just so lovely because it was literally all the young people like having a scream with the old people. And as well, I feel like it was really worthwhile for them.
That's so lovely.
It was really, really nice. I remember there was one fella who was shocking at it. And see, the thing is, I have a tendency to take over things. You know, I'm a control freak. So it's like literally...
Oh, really? I haven't noticed at all.
So literally, it was me and the teacher running. And she was like... And this was one of my, like, one of the teachers who were like my girlies.
Okay, one of the teachers, like Miss Harrington for me.
Yeah, kind of like that. Miss Goulding, shout out if you're listening.
Shout out Goulding.
Not sure if you do. But... She asked me to stay on. You're only meant to do one term of
it. Your contract got extended.
I got extended for a second term. She's like, Kevin, I need you in here leading the gang. Because, you know, the first week, like, might be a bit awkward for you.
Yeah.
But she was like, showing man what's done. I was, like, doing the demonstrating from the projector.
I'm dead.
Kind of vibes. But there was one fella, and he was kind of, I saw him one day, and I was like, does she want to watch you playing solitaire? I was like,
no.
I don't think they do. But honestly, what a lovely initiative.
That is so lovely. Do you know what nobody talks about, though?
What?
How do you get back into school in fifth year then?
Oh my God. Definitely a struggle.
Like, I'm having the best year of my life in fourth year.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, now go back in and have a shit time for fifth and sixth year.
It's great. I suppose it is. It's like your last year of freedom before you like lock yourself in your room for 2 years.
Well, I didn't really do that either, but... Like, when I went back, if anything, I was more relaxed because I was like, fuck this.
Isn't it crazy though that over here, like, in England... People can study, like, dance. They can study drama for their... You could definitely for the GCSEs. Or you can do, like, film studies. Or you could probably do computers or something.
Yeah, like, because after transition year, I had a much better understanding of what I wanted to do. Obviously, I still didn't really know.
Yeah.
And I was still kind of all over the shop. But if they were like, you can do some, like, performing arts for your leaving sort, I'd be like, oh, sign me up, girl.
Yeah, completely. You would, right?
Yeah.
It's just like... Because, like, all the subjects that we did do, like, there's... None of them are really a let up, really. You know what I mean? It's all very, like, learning, learning, learning.
Yeah. But as well, like, it's just so much stress in fifth and sixth year.
Yeah.
Like, I know the Leaving Cert points came out last week.
Yeah.
But, like, they really don't mean nothing.
I know.
Like...
If you want to do something...
You can do it.
You probably end up doing it at some point. You know what I mean? It might just take you a bit longer. I just still think, like... How are people meant to have a clue at the age of 17, 18?
Exactly.
Because you do think, and I know you can, like, switch it up or whatever, but you do think, oh, what do I want to do for the rest of my life? And you just, like, that's why I picked commerce, because I was like, oh, it's a general business degree. I might venture into marketing, I might do accounting or whatever, snooze. And I might, and then I did, like, French with it, because I was like, oh, or I might do something in France.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Have a gig here in Paris. But, like...
And that worked out really well for you, like.
Do you know what? But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, after the year, I was like, well, this is grand, but kind of not what I want to be up getting
boring.
Up to. Kind of boring. And I was like, not for me. You know what I mean? And then I came up to England and like... And then like I went into like a FITAC level 5, which like, you know what I mean? I didn't foresee for myself when I was in secondary school at all. I remember the guidance counsellor plaguing me to do a FETAC level 5, and I was like, oh honey, no, going straight to UCC. Thank you, you know what I mean?
Why did she want you to do that?
They were mad. I think they were on commission.
They must have been.
They were always, and there was one teacher specifically, and you'd go in for your 5-minute chat in which she tried to ascertain what you should be doing for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And she went, and she asked me like what I wanted to do, and I said like 2 or 3 things, and then I was like, I want to study this in UCC, and she went, have you had a look at any of the PLCs, any of the FETAC level 5s? And I was going, I was like, I thought you meant to aim for the top and then have those as your backups. Yeah. You know? And she's going, yeah, there's just, there's ways around everything. And I'm like, yeah, I get that completely. But I was like, you should be encouraging me to go for...
But they used to tee us up, like, they were just hoping we even passed to leave and starting them on. I got like... good points in my name. Like, not great, but good. Like, I got, what did I get? 450? No, I didn't. I thought I got 450, but I ended up wrong. And I got 410. It mortified me. Got 450? Everyone, what? Oh, actually, I got 410.
Well, there's nothing worse. But, like, whatever about 10 points? 40 is a lot.
Yeah, because I added the extra subject, because, you know, you can only 10%.
Oh my god.
It's because of all the maths class I bunked to go stay in my sister's gap. That's
the
thing.
You obviously had done the worst of the maths, did you?
I passed it, like. Yeah. But
no, I mean like your other subjects. Was maths your weakest?
I don't remember, you see. So I don't remember any. Like, you probably remember each subject because you peaked in secondary. That was too mean. I'm so sorry.
But it's so scary. You
just,
accurate.
You just remember the details of your leaving cert way too much. I don't remember anything.
No, we discussed this before. I remember the details of my life.
Yeah, I suppose.
Your memory is dwindling.
Yeah. Maybe I should have more Omega.
Is it the fish oils for the
But is
memory?
That just marketing jargon? Do I actually need it?
Yeah, and they used to say, remember, they used to say brain training for the Nintendo DS.
I was just about to link that to brain training.
They used to save your life. I remember I used to be like, I used to do it out of obligation. I didn't even enjoy it.
Like going to the gym.
You know what I mean? And I used to be doing it in the back of the car because I was like, oh, this will stop me from getting like early onset dementia.
We're getting way off track. But basically, if you didn't get what you wanted in your leaving cert, don't stress, girlies. You'll get to where you want to go if you want it and if you're meant to be there.
Exactly. You just said it so simply. So, that, like, it's not the end of the world. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Go do it. Go get it. Go get it, girlies.
Go get it, girlies. There's a playlist for it and all I hear. Okay, girls. Guess who's back?
Guess who's back in the house? Heels click clacking about.
It's the Nammies.
The Nammies are back and we couldn't be more weak.
I'm loving. Will my mum go first?
Let Nuala go first. What does she have to say for herself?
So for Mam Knows Best this week, Nuala Kirby, you're up, girl.
Morning.
Oh, that's a that's a voice note I sent to her.
Asking for it.
Asking for it. Nuala Kirby, you're up, girl.
Hi there. Firstly, let me say, it's nice to be back, or even that the boys, girlies are back. Dear listener, my question today is, what to do if my friends are shit and never invite me anywhere? How long have you been friends? Do you have similar interests? Did you ever discuss with them how you feel? Just take a time to discuss your feelings with them. Ye can come to the same arrangement of meeting up every once or twice a week and see how it goes. I'm sure being your friends, you can come to some compromise. Good luck.
Oh, I miss my mum's voice.
Oh, I missed her too.
Not that I didn't talk to her all the time, but like hearing it in the podcast setting is lovely.
I was thinking that. I don't know why I didn't question that. I know like the question is a bit of a shit feeling, isn't it? Not being included and stuff.
I know, but like sometimes they don't mean to not include you. You know what I mean? People just organise stuff and it's just kind of happens, you know? And as well, like I have friends that I don't see from like one end of the year to the next, but when I meet up with them, it's lovely. Yeah. Like, people are just busy as well.
Exactly.
You have to remember that. You don't have to meet up with someone all the time to be friends.
Yeah. And, like, is there a group chat? Like, because if there's a group chat, you just be like, oh, like, do you have a separate group chat where you talk about stuff without me or what?
Well, if there's 4 of you and 3 of them are always meeting up and they're not inviting you, obviously it's a different situation. It's always hard to tell because you don't know the nitty-gritty details of the situation.
That's just rude, if that is the case. And as well, there was that time you never invited my friend Gabby to my birthday Zoom. And that
don't
was kind of
make me feel bad.
But you didn't remember?
Yeah, but I felt so bad. So obviously, it was Kevin's birthday during lockdown and I was trying to like organise this birthday, but I was up to 90, trying to invite everyone, being like, I'm going to forget someone now, so can someone just double check that I'm inviting everyone? And then
you forgot.
And I forgot Gabby. And I love Gabby.
And Gabby listens to the podcast.
But I love her. I love you, Gabby.
Yeah,
and
but
you
obviously
know,
not that much.
I told her that I'm going to buy her loads of drinks when we go, because I feel so bad. I nearly cried when you told me. I forgot.
You
that.
Were very upset by it. Yeah.
I couldn't like get over for the day.
Anyway, stop making this about you. Right.
Okay, Phil.
Okay, my man is back with a brand new rap. What was that in? Guess Who's Back with a Brand New Rap?
They get everybody in like a moment.
Like, Guess Who's Back with a Brand New Rap?
That's iconic.
So, foil to Irash Kalini. Yes, isn't it great? Podcast is back. The lads are back. And we're all back. And it's great. And I know they had a good few weeks break, but sure, who doesn't need a break? Get the old batteries going again. But yeah, it's great to be back on it. And you're as loyal listeners to that podcast.
I love her.
And I'm just wondering now, should I put the Bukali in there too? So...
No,
I'll have to ask Kevin
fine.
That one. But yeah, so I've a question this week, and it's somebody who's buying a new house, or maybe they're going to buy a house that you could fix up.
I love that she's
and they're not sure what
she
to do. So whether to buy a new build or whether to go with something that needs a bit of fixing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm in the same house for the last 35 years. It was a new build when we got it. You know, houses, you'd never be finished with them anyway. There's always bits and pieces to be doing, but you should seriously be looking now. So if it's something that you want to achieve by the end of the year, you know, I'm sure there must be a glut of properties out there, you know, new and old. And I'd say it's a case of, you know, take your time and go off and something will grab you and you'll just kind of instinctively say, yeah, this is the one, you know, and if it needs work done to it, so be it. Or it might be turnkey, you know, who knows. But make sure you get engineer's report even on a new build. You'd certainly probably have a bit of a snag list in that. But, you know, as long as it's something that you can put a bit of time into, as long as the roof isn't, you know, off and, you know, you can do cosmetic things to it or rearrange it the way you like. But I would imagine if you're looking now, look at both styles and something will grab you. And if you have the time and a couple of bob to put into it, you know, it would be great to make your own stamp on the place. Okay, bye bye.
Oh, I missed the sound of Phil's voice as well.
Very thorough. She missed the sound of her own voice as well, the length of time she's gone on for there. Bless her.
Mortgage broker, I love it.
She's given all the tips.
But that, there were some really good bits in there. Like, you
was
do
there?
Need to get someone come in and check it, like.
I think I zoned off because I was like, this doesn't apply to me at all. I just want to say, well, aren't you very fortunate, listener, that you're in a position to be able to say, do I want a new builder or fixer-upper?
But they worked hard for it.
Yeah, oh my God, I'm not shaming you at all. I mean, go and do it and power to you for doing it. But like, I just was thinking, I just couldn't help but think all through that, I'm paying rent for the rest of my life.
No, we'll
we're
going to
be lifelong renters.
We'll
I am.
Gaff. No, you'll get a gaff. I can see it now. Next to each other. On a hill.
I love that.
Oh, good to have the mammies back.
Good to have the mammies back. I was just thinking, now this isn't directed at the person who sent in that question thing, but I just think, you know what, there's a special place reserved in heaven, right?
Yeah.
For people who can go and buy a house and not put a picture up on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, telling us they bought a house. Well done that you bought a house. Well done.
Yeah, but sorry, babe. If I'm spending a bajillion euro on a gaff, I'm putting a pick up.
Why?
Because when we're going to do up our living room, we're going to put a pick on Instagram. Never mind buy a gaff.
But that's us doing... That's us. That's like home makeovers. That's fun. I don't want to see you outside the gaff swinging your keys.
I love it.
You don't love it when other people are doing it and throwing in your face the fact that you're still renting. Maybe I'm just disgruntled, am I?
I'm renting as well, like.
Yeah, but why are you saying you love it?
I just like seeing people exceed.
I do as well, but you don't even... Okay, anyway, go on. Buy your houses, girls.
Exceed, by the way. I meant succeed. To say succeed.
I don't...
Anyway,
exceed kind of works.
Oh, that was such a nice trip down memory lane.
Nice trip down memory lane, TY. Gobby with the days.
Did I peek in TY?
I did a lot in, like, I actually didn't touch
did
off.
A lot of things.
I did a lot of things in TY. But, like, I did The Young Scientist that year. We went to Slovakia skiing. It all sounds like money.
You had unreal TY. Oh my god! I got Student of the Year in transition year.
Oh, you just so happened to remember that once I flagged the fact that I was in Young Scientist and went to Slovakia. I got Student of the Year.
I did! No.
Girlies, it's been so fun.
Oh my god, I actually did. Talk to me about it a second.
For what?
Just ask me why.
For what reason did you get Student of the Year?
Because I was the Student of the Year, like it says in the title. I'll try and get the trophy, girls. I had to give it back the next year because they engrave your name in it, you know what I mean?
Oh, one of the... What's that called when it's not...
Cheap.
No, what's it called when it's not, like, permanent trophy?
Upcycling. Pass me down. Hand me downs.
That's I can't think of it. God knows I had enough trophies back in
nepotism.
The day.
I don't know. anyway, a scream.
What a scream. TY.
I'd love to do, like, we should have, like, a TY every decade of your adult life. Like, I'd love a TY in my 20s to work out what I want to do in my 30s.
Oh my god, I would love a mid-20s. I'm so due a TY.
I'm due a TY. Every time I get stressed and I want, I'd be like, Kevin, we're due a TY.
If you didn't do TY, get in touch. Let us know how you feel. Let us know. I'd love to know, like, the statistics of people who did TY and who didn't do TY and how they're doing.
And, like, how many of them, like, have dropped out of their jobs.
Or something like that. Yeah. Or are they less creative?
Or less gay?
Is there such thing as a gay person who skipped TY? If there is, get in touch.
They're tops.
They definitely discovered they were gay later in life. Anyway, girlies.
This has been a fab,
fab little trip to memory lane.
Oh yeah, I feel warm and fuzzy, do you?
Yeah.
I just love it. Sometimes we move so quick in life, girls. It's just nice to sit back and reminisce.
It is.
I had a moment there.
You did? Did you really like it? You really liked TY, did you?
I just looked off into the distance and everything.
You did? I love TY too. Yeah, it was nice. I was smiling for most of that, thinking of the fond memories. I think we're kind of lamenting it a bit now.
Yeah,
like
we're kind of over it now, are we?
Lamenting
anyway,
is... Yeah, missing it.
Lamenting is looking back on something sad, being sad.
Yeah, I'm sad that it's over, like, so I'm kind of lamenting it.
But happy that it happened. Anyway, girls.
Girls, don't cry because it's over.
Hope you have a fab week.
Smile because it happened. Have a gorgeous week. Have a stunning time. Thanks so much for tuning in.
We love you all.
Take a look at the Patreon if you fancy. Just a little subtle reminder there.
Love you.
Girlies, bye-bye. Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. We're really trying to make that happen, aren't we?
I don't think it's going to happen, but...
Oh, we'll see.
Maybe.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.